right, it's KX93.5, it's Laguna's only FM radio station. And each week on a Wednesday, Billy Freed speaks to us, local activist and all-round good guy. And he's been, I presume you went to the city council last night, Bill.
Hey there.
Hi.
I can hardly hear you. There's some music in the background.
Oh, wait a minute.
It's really loud.
How's that?
Way better.
There you go.
How are you?
I'm well.
Good.
Did you go to the city last night?
Well, I'll confess that I watched it on closed circuit. I couldn't sit in those hard chairs for that long.
No, good enough. Good enough, sir. So tell me what happened.
Well, you know, it was another night where there was going to be an assault on homeowner rights and personal freedoms. One of the big ticket items, I think we mentioned it last week, was they were going to legislate whether you could raise an umbrella in your backyard.
Huh.
That item was pulled mysteriously. I think perhaps there was an outcry from the public over this nanny state-ism that we have in this town. But they did talk about trees and how to legislate people's rights on their own property to take down a tree, whether it's diseased or you want to replace it. Allegedly, they want you to pull a permit every time you want to pull a shrub. You have to go down to City Hall and get permission to do it, which I thought was interesting. And then, you know, the ongoing ongoing issue of historic homes where people unwittingly buy a home and then the city declares that it's historic in nature and it limits the amount of improvements they can make. They can't change anything. They can't put a deck or a balcony or whatever, and it hurts their property values. So those two things were happening, but one that I was keenly interested in was...
Wait, can I just ask you a question? Sorry, Billy. Sorry to interrupt you, but when it comes to this kind of thing, there's a sort of a weird thing happening here, because you and I are both well-known for our sort of liberal views, and yet we would agree that regulation's a good thing on a sort of macro level, so you make sure that people can't just chuck anything they want in the ocean or set fire to anything they like, or pump smoke into the atmosphere. But on a micro level, you know, which clearly you believe in freedom. You don't want people to have to, you know, put in a permit to open an umbrella in their backyard. What accounts for the city being so, like, I don't know, let's put it nicely, diligent when it comes to micromanaging these kinds of things, shrubs in backyards, umbrellas? What accounts for that?
Well, first of all, we're a complaint-driven city, and it seems like a very small minority hold a lot of sway in this town. So that whole idea was, or the umbrella issue, was prompted by Councilman Steve Dichtereau based on a few phone calls he got. So clearly there was a few people who feel that their wide expanse of a view is threatened by an umbrella going up, and that is going to ruin their quality of life. And so, you know, these politicians are always looking towards the next election,
right?
Because we don't have term limits,
right?
And they want to please everybody. So we waste a lot of taxpayer dollars. But, you know, on the freedom issue and over-regulating, generally, I hate to say it because you said it, you were right, we're liberals, progressives, and I'm not afraid of that name, but we end up over-regulating our freedoms, and liberals are really guilty of this. You know, seatbelt laws and helmet laws and this law and that law to so-called protect us. And the Republicans end up looking, or conservatives end up looking like they're the ones that support basic freedoms.
Right. Well,
I think
it's
a real flaw.
When it's public safety, like helmet laws and seatbelt laws, I can see why you would legislate that. But umbrellas, you know, if somebody calls Steve Dichtereau and says, oh, this guy's he's put up an umbrella, I can't see the sea anymore, I can see why you would send a guy over and say, to knock on the guy's door and say, hey, that's, you're out of order. We've got an ordinance against blocking people's views. I just don't know how you do it without over-regulating and, as I say, micromanaging. It's difficult. And as you say, politicians generally want to keep their jobs. So there is that. I'm trying to think of it in a way that's not cynical, Billy. You know what I mean?
Well, let me give you a great example. This was a small issue last night of a guy I happen to know. He lives in town, and he lives in a commercial district. He's right on Coast Highway. He has a mixed-use property, an art gallery in front, three-bedroom, three-bath home in the back.
Right.
And he has the legal right to engage in short-term rentals based on where he is zoned. The city doesn't have the right to deny it. because it's an administrative approval. It goes over the counter. Well, he was denied on the basis that his neighbors have complained about him throwing parties. Well, that's a little different issue, because that's an issue about how he manages his house, not how his guests would manage it. So they appealed this decision to the city council last night. They prevailed, but the city wanted to put the following restrictions on his ability to rent his house. First of all, his guests can't park on residential streets. Up to 8 people can stay at his house. They can only have 6 other people at his house at one time. They can't play music between 10 p.m. and 10 a.m. They can't have any events. The owner must supply the name of the occupants and their phone number and email a week before they go in. And after 2 years, they're going to review his license and decide whether to uphold it or deny it. So the biggest question on this, Jason, to me is, okay, great, he agreed to all those conditions. How will the city enforce that? How will they know if his guests are parking on a side street? How will they know if he's got 14 people at one time? It's just, Rob Zerschmi, the other city councilman, said, everybody knows I'm conservative on this issue of short-term rentals. He goes, because I believe it's a cannibalization of housing stock, for one thing. And this goes back to the common sense issue of, if you were only to say that the people who can rent their homes are those who live in them most of the year. This guy, by the way, was asking for 6 weeks a year when he's traveling. The rest of the time he's in his house. If you were to say, okay, you cannot have people who are just going to speculate, buy a house, and rent it out full time, because that is a zoning violation. That's a hospitality. That's
right, a hotel. Right, you just owned a hotel, yeah.
Yeah, but when it's your own house, your own property, and you choose to let others stay in it, so home, and I've told you this before, I know a couple of widows who depend on this income to stay in Laguna. How is that cannibalizing stock? To me, that's complete overreach, and I'm really still very stung by the idea that you can't rent your own house short term in Laguna. That's a win for everybody. Now we have $100,000 a year taxpayers pay to an enforcement officer at the city who goes after people who are renting their homes instead of collecting tax money and opening up their people's homes so that families who can't afford a hotel can come and enjoy what Laguna life is like, which is in our neighborhoods.
Yeah, surely it would be. I mean, I don't know this for sure, and I'm not an expert, but my feeling is that you shouldn't be legislating against people renting their homes, but if people have thrown a party and it goes on till after 10:30 at night, cops show up, and that's that. I would think it was that would be the law, rather than whether or not who's throwing the party. It's not really relevant, is it? The fact is there's a party going on.
Exactly. And so you shouldn't say, well, you can't rent your house, we're going to penalize you because you've thrown parties in the past. Hey, I know a guy the other night who's a Dutch guy living now in Archbeach Heights, and he was sitting outside with his wife and some friends, and I doubt the Dutch people were engaging in the hooliganism that, an English group would be.
It'd be terrible. You shouldn't let the Brits in this town, definitely.
No. And his neighbors called the cops. He was shocked. He's like, what kind of country is this? At 10 o'clock? He goes, most European countries haven't had
dinner yet. No. I know. Well, that's a cultural difference, I guess, But yeah. So what else went down at the city last night? Was there something else? I interrupted you and we got onto micromanagement.
No, it was a very brief night, actually. It was an amazing 3.5 hours. It usually goes 5 or 6 hours.
Yeah.
The issue was the trees and the short-term housing, and this guy's right to rent his house. And then they pulled the issue of the umbrellas. So for now, we're safe. You can raise an umbrella in your backyard, but beware, that could change.
Well, you know what? Thank God. I always think this: we're not in Somalia, and we're not in Napa, And our love goes out to those people there, and or anywhere else that's suffering in a serious way.
I can say. Well, now that you touched on Napa, I would just like to say to your listening audience that it would be nice, and I guess I'm just I'm unrealistic here, but I've watched in the last 3 days the President of the United States tweet about the NFL, about the ESPN reporter who mocked him about his battle with Bob Corker, about NFL agreeing to stand for the anthem, but not one word of support or sympathy for this awful tragedy that's still happening in Napa and Sonoma. It's unbelievable.
Right, well, I don't know what his IQ is, but certainly his EQ is not, is out of whack. So
I've never seen anybody with less compassion than this man. He doesn't know how to handle any crisis because he doesn't relate to humans.
Well, I should say, you know, Tyler's not here, but I should say other opinions are available.
Right.
You can find them anywhere.
Yes.
Billy, thanks for calling in, man. I've got to go because it's nearly 9 o'clock and it's time for the news and all that. But each week, Billy calls in, Billy Free calls in, local activist, journalist, and local business owner, and someone who cares very deeply about the city of Laguna Beach. Billy Freed's State of the City is every Wednesday on KX93.5. Cheers, Bill. Have a good day, man.
Thanks, Jason. We're 2 weeks away from Park Plaza.
Yeah, we're excited. We'll talk more about that as time goes on. Please, maybe you should come in and talk a little bit longer about that as the plans come, you know, come to fruition.
Okay, Jason. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Cool. That's cool. That is cool. 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 Love having Billy on the show. Billy has his own show on KX93.5. Go to the schedule at kx935.com and find out more about what Billy's up to. Well,